the December 2013 workshop of the roundtable that looked at examples from the history of social movements, and it included Marshall Ganz, whom some of you know of from Harvard, and Francesca Poletta from Irvine, so two sociologists of social movements, and in the case of Dr. Ganz, a practitioner of movement building himself. Francesca described one framework for looking at movement building and the essential ingredients, political opportunities such as the ACA or maybe the Farm Bill or the Transportation Bill, etc., that give us an opportunity to activate and mobilize. Existing structures and groups, and it's obvious what she's talking about there, needing to have an infrastructure for a movement to be supported, and resonant messages or frames. Marshall described the five core practices of movement building, and I wanted to underline one in particular, which is the third one. So we have relationships, storytelling, strategy, translating strategy to action, and designing structures for collaboration. With regard to strategy, he talked about the fact that most Americans don't realize that Rosa Parks was not just a tired woman sitting on a bus. She was an activist. She was a highly trained, highly efficient organizer who worked with many other people and organizations to bring change about. She just happened to be at the right place at the right time when she made she behaved in a way that started a fire. But there had been a built-up behind that. I thought that was a really powerful thing to point out. Our workshop focused on lessons both from the history of social movements and from a number of health-specific movements that included Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the Healthy Cities Movement. And then we also heard from a number of organizations that are involved with some piece of movement building. And these included groups such as Physicians for Social Responsibility, LA, and the group Isaiah, which was particularly interesting. They are a nonprofit organization that has lots of community organizers in the Twin Cities area, and they work with 100 different congregations. So it has a faith focus, but they work on health, immigration, voting rights, housing, and many other issues. And so the areas that were focused, as you can see, included environmental justice, educational attainment, economic development, and housing. There were a number of themes that were raised in this workshop that touched on the topic of healthography. Another of the keynote presentations, in addition to Poletta and Ganz, was from Tony Eitan from the California Endowment, who talked about the fact that our current health outcomes in our communities reflect a history of entrenched and deliberate policy decisions. These were not just happenstance. And I'll just quickly highlight some of the key themes that came out of the workshop, which were that all people should have opportunities to achieve their full health potential. People shouldn't be disadvantaged because of their social position or their circumstances, and different ways to frame or communicate these issues. One of the interesting things we learned was from Ned Kalange from the Colorado Trust, who talked about the example that was given earlier of showing how two communities at two ends of the metro system, for example, in Washington, D.C., have a difference of 20 years in life expectancy. He said, we gave this example of your zip code is more important than your genetic code in Colorado, and it fell flat, making it very clear that different communities will respond to different things. And to go back to Francesca Poletta's message from earlier, you need multiple kinds of messages. You shouldn't be focusing on just one message. You want to get a lot of allies. You want to get a lot of messages out there to help bring people to your cause. So in the example from Colorado, what worked is when they communicated it as it's unfair that some people are denied access to the conditions they need to be healthy. And that worked better than the zip code messaging. More key themes. Crossing the boundaries across disciplines, across sectors, and opening that circle. Mobilization versus organization. And what I'll add here is that somebody raised their hand and said, so what happened to the Occupy movement? Why did that fall flat? And Marshall Ganz's example or explanation was, look at what happened in Connecticut after the school shooting in Newtown. And we had a lot of anger and a lot of grief and a lot of people who stood up and said, we need to do something about it. But the NRA has 15 or so thousand local chapters. He said that's the difference between mobilization and organization. And you can't have a movement unless you have organization that supports that mobilization and that anger and that reacting to something that happened. You have to have the infrastructure to make it bear fruit. A couple of final points were that we need both treetops and grassroots. One of the questions was, with some movements, we see grassroots movement, but we also see, you know, academics and, you know, a variety of leaders, elites standing up and making their voices heard. And the truth is that we do need both, but you can't have a movement without the grassroots being very deeply involved. Another question was, what about antagonists? Do we have to have an antagonist? And the answer was, we don't. There are cases where, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, where there isn't really an antagonist. And in a movement for health and health equity, perhaps looking for a Goliath is not as useful, as Marshall Ganz put it, than being clear what we are fighting for, not what we are fighting against. The movement is already happening around the country. I think that became very, very clear. When the roundtable became interested in this topic, it was because the word movement came up again and again in our conversations, in our meetings, and so on. The primacy of data was one point that was raised, that you need to have the passion and the emotion and the storytelling, but you also need data to undergird that, especially at the local level, and especially in order to make the point to policymakers. And finally, here is the link to this particular workshop information. The roundtable link is up there. And in the back, I don't know if there's anything left of the materials, but there should be maybe copies of the roundtable brochure. At the website, you'll find information on all of this. And there was also a handout with links to all of our workshops and our workshop summaries and our calendar for next year. And feel free to email this address or ask me for my business card if you need any info about it. Thank you so much.